This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional lawmakers say they have reached a tentative deal that could avert another federal shutdown, but any deal still must be approved by President Trump. Meanwhile, he has blamed opposition Democrats over proposed immigration policies. While the dispute initially centered on Trump's demand for $5.7 billion to build a wall along part of the U.S.-Mexico border, the negotiations have foundered on a Democratic effort to limit the number of undocumented immigrants apprehended within the United States, not at the border, who can actually be detained by U.S. immigration authorities. President Trump says he's reserving judgment on whether real progress has been made by congressional negotiators on border security.
So I don't know what they mean. Progress is being made significant. Now, what did happen is the Democrats were being hit really hard on the concept of releasing criminals into our society. That has not been playing well. So maybe progress has been made, maybe not.
The White House and lawmakers are facing a Friday deadline when funding runs out again for about a quarter of government operations to avert a new closure 3 weeks after a record 35-day shutdown was ended January 25th. U.S.-backed forces are making significant progress against Islamic State fighters in the last sliver of its self-proclaimed caliphate, despite poor weather conditions that have played to the terror group's advantage. The advance by Syrian Democratic Forces against IS in the Syrian town of Baghouz began just days after U.S. President Trump told members of the Global Coalition to Defeat IS that he expected to formally announce the collapse of the caliphate this week. SDF officials claim progress against IS positions in a 4 square kilometer area that extends from Baghouz to the Iraqi border. This is VOA News.